Hi guys, Leanne Andrews from AMA UK, and I am with a guy who doesn't need an introduction. The face is there, but we'll give him one anyway. It's Richard. Richard, how are you?
The face of Bellator, is that
Yeah,
what you said?
like that.
Is that what you said? Good, how are you?
You must be a promoter's dream. You must be doing you're the face and he's the name.
Well, that's soon to change. I'm going to be the face and the name. So we'd be, we did you just talk? Were you talking about him, were you? No. He's
So
the B side of this fight.
it's safe to say it is a big fight. It's a big one for you on paper, but in reality, you're coming off a great win. He's coming off a devastating loss. Do you think the kind of backward and forward between you is going to play there?
It's going to play, what you mean is in terms of it'll have an
Like
effect on the fight?
it's yeah. There's been a lot of back and forward.
I don't know if it'll have an effect on the fight. Look, I might just do what I do. I have the crack. Like people say it's contrived and they say what they want. I don't really care what they say. I have the crack and I'm enjoying what I'm doing. He's not, I don't think he's particularly enjoying it. So I don't think he's probably experienced that like before. In terms of but I could see at the weigh-in or at the press conference that I'm in his head. That was I think that was glaringly obvious, like the fake hiding behind his phone, the texting, the fake laugh, the fake clapping. But we saw how quick he reacted when I turned around and got in his face. So I'm in his head. I think when he took the fight, I think it was an emotional decision. I think he saw just saw the record of 3-1. He saw the record of 3-1 and he took the fight because he was coming off a bad loss off Lima. But I think now, in retrospect, now that he knows about me, he knows the style of fighting and what I can do. This is he's in a he's not taking me he's taking me very seriously now. He's in a bad situation, so I can put his lights out very quickly. And I think he knows that.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the styles earlier because you kind of think of two fighters and what styles match up. Yours is very committed, very strong hands. There's no question about your partner. Have you thought about him being so elusive?
People haven't even seen me kick yet. So I've only had four fights. People only seen 10% of what I can do. So they've seen me knock out people with my hands. They haven't seen what I can do with my kicks. I'm a very, very well-rounded mixed martial artist, but I'm an elite kickboxer. Not boxer, I'm an elite kickboxer. So people haven't even seen what haven't seen what I could do with my hands. And sorry, I cut across you there. So I only caught the first part of your question. So I was just focusing on the last part. So
So apologies. I was just saying his style is quite elusive. He can be quite frustrating for fighters. Have you thought about it if he's not going to engage, like how you're going to change that in the fight or?
well, there's two things. Yes, I have. Like, I mean, listen, I have a strategy for whatever. I have a strategy like for I have an answer for an answer. So it doesn't matter what type of strategy he employs, I have an answer for it. And I'm not just saying that and just these throwaway fighter comments. Legitimately mean that. I don't think he's going to be elusive. Listen, the pressure's all on him. If he doesn't blast me out in 30 seconds, that's a loss for him. He's fighting a 3-1 fighter. He's 15-1. He's one of the biggest names in global MMA at the moment. So if he dances off and trains as a Paulie and Daly, and just they just have a staring contest for 15 minutes,
Yeah.
it's not going to be one of those fights. And if he does, well, then it's going to reflect. It's going to really hit badly hurt his stock, and it'll just take me a little bit while longer to knock him out. But the flip side is, if he comes out all guns blazing, well, then he's just going to not get knocked out quicker. So he can pick his poison. So if he wants to, like, if he wants to prolong the point, to prolong the fight and prolong the inevitable, he can dance around and be elusive if all he wants. Listen, I can dance as well. The two of us can have a dance off if he wants. But I don't think the crowd are going to appreciate that. I can guarantee it's not going to be a Paul Daly MVP fight because nobody wants to see that. And I wouldn't want to be part of that type of fight. And plus, I don't think he's after having, what was it, three howlers now, two or three howlers. What was his last two fights? Anyway, he had the Paul Daly fight, which was a
Yeah,
stinker.
the deal, like, yeah.
And the Lima fight, which he got a couple of inches taken off his chin. He needs a marquee performance here. It's just unfortunate he's up against me, and he's not going to get it.
Yeah, and especially in the three arena, the atmosphere the last time was completely off the charts. It was crazy. Is that gonna be a big play for you coming into, your own home crowd? and him being an away fighter. Will you feed off that? Will that make you more nervous?
Nervous?
I know, I see you're so shy.
We strike you as the type of person that gets performance anxiety.
No. If this doesn't work out, a career in drama.
Good. I walked out in a pair of pink hot pants, stole the show, knocked the guy out, and went back into my interviews. So I don't get performance anxiety. I don't get nerves. Everyone gets the butterflies. That's natural. Anyone who tells you they don't, you know, they're lying. But nerves in terms of debilitating nerves, in terms of anything that impacts performance, absolutely not. I feed off, you know, there's people that, and John Kavanagh has said this, you know, there's people there that look great in the gym and then they kind of freeze up when they go outside. And there's people that, you know, that when they walk out, you know, they come into their own, they feed off that. They feed off the crowd, they feed off the cameras, they feed off the energy. And that's me. You know, and to be fair to him, he's one of them as well. You know, he likes the limelight. He likes people, the adulation from the crowd and what have you. So whether he's the pantomime villain or whether he's the pantomime hero, you know, that's not going to affect him. It's definitely not going to affect me. You know, the only thing is I'm going to enjoy it a little bit longer. He won't be here when he's getting carried out with his jaw swinging while I'm on top of the cage, like asking people to tell me how great I am, you know.
So even when you're doing interviews like this and you're sort of calling out what you're thinking about the fight, it's never in the back of your head, shit, I've said it, I have to do it now.
What do you mean? Do you
kind of feel like you're putting a bit of pressure on yourselves when you guys have to do interviews or, you know, the, they call them days, media days and stuff?
No. I know that there are guys that dislike it and they feel that it's added pressure and what have you. I don't. I enjoy it. I think it's a bit of crack. You know, listen, I have the crack. If I didn't have the crack, I wouldn't do it. You know, and that's, you know, very, very simple, man. It's a very, very basic level. I enjoy it. It's a bit of crack. I enjoy winding people up. You know, and just transpires that I'm very good at it as well. The media is all part and parcel. I enjoy it. Like, enjoy talking to you, enjoy talking to, you know, everyone else. That's the way I do it. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it. And to be fair, you know, it's worked out well for me, you know. It's had to get me in positions that, you know, people with, you know, three, four times the amount of fights I've had haven't been in, you know. So coupled with the fact that I knock people out conclusively, so let's not lie on that. I put people down and they go down fast. So, you know, but I know what's brought me to the party. It's the total package. It's what I bring inside the cage. It's what I bring outside the cage.
Yeah, because you were just saying, like, only four fights in without looking past the fight that you have to concentrate on with MPV. Have you thought about your next career goal inside MMA, or are you not even?
Look, after two fights at Bama, I went for a world title. Now, I was hindered by the fact that I had a ruptured cruciate ligament, but there's no reason why, it's not beyond the realms of possibility when I knock out Michael Vagina Page that, you know, that, you're laughing at.
I'm sorry, I was laughing. I missed the end of your sentence.
Oh, sorry. I said, when I knock out Michael Vagina Page, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that, like, why are you laughing at?
I just thought it was very quick, very good.
Anyway, I'll repeat. It's not beyond the realms of possibility when I knock out Michael Vagina Page. that I fight for a world title in Bellator. And this time, you know, like, the stars are aligning. Like I said, there's very few people that are after doing what I'm after doing in MMA in such a short period of time. Yes. People can laugh all they want and they can, you know, and I'm not blind to see what the people say on Instagram or Twitter. And I can't wait to be going around dishing out the I told you so's and being sufficiently smug, but there's no reason why after two fights in Bama I got world title. There's no reason why after two fights in Bellator the same thing can't happen.
Is there anyone in particular you're looking at in your weight category in Bellator?
Well, sure. If I knock out Vagina Page, what's to say why not Lima? There's nothing wrong with fighting Lima. You know, the ultimate. I'd love to fight Rory McDonald. I would love to fight Rory McDonald.
That would be a great fight.
I would love to fight Rory McDonald, you know, and there's no reason why when I knock out Vagina Page that it's going to happen, that it won't happen. You know, I'd like to fight Pauline Daly as well. I think that's a very, very easy fight.
Where are you getting these from? Seriously, does somebody write this for you?
It's just, I don't know, it's just me. It's just, I am what I am.
That's what it is.
So,
listen, I know you have loads of stuff to do tonight, and thank you so much. This is the first time I've been back since having my babies, and I put you off and I shouldn't have.
But congratulations.
Thank you. Tell us quickly, before you go, you know, a bit about what kind of training. Obviously, you were talking about being a kickboxer. You know, you don't want to be counted out. You do. I know you're funny and you're hilarious, and I love catching up with you. But tell us a bit about your training, your fight camp, your weight, everything that goes with, you know, walking in there on the night.
So I'm probably the lightest I've ever been this at this stage from away from the fight. We're 6 weeks out, so the lightest I've ever been. So you're going to see a very, very fast Richard Quiley in there. I'm very, very fast, but you're going to see me a lot faster. In terms of my training, I'm working hard with John Cavanagh and Dave Roach as always. You know, you can't really ask for a better corner than that. We all know what he's about. You know what he does. He does very well. I'm a realist. Disparaging the skills. It's just that I have an answer for him, and he doesn't realize that. Well, I think he does realize that. I think the nerves are on him. You should be asking him about what's he do for the pressure and all, because the pressure is all on him now, and he knows. Sorry.
Trust me, I'm trying. I'll see if I can get him on.
He's scared. He's scared. The man sits down to have a wee. Look, like I said, the pressure's all on him now. He didn't realize what he got himself into, and he does now. And he's in trouble.
So obviously your gym, SPG, especially with John Cavanagh and stuff, is known very much as jiu-jitsu, very much on the ground, grappling. Your style is knockout, stand-up. How have you put the two together working from there? Or have you been anywhere else, or have you... something you're even thinking about for your fight?
Is what, sorry?
Is the grind game something you're even thinking about for your fight?
Yeah, this fella is world champion kickboxer, this world-class kickboxer. I said the exact same thing, and I've been right in all of my fights. You feel the jab and he feels the power. Don't be surprised if this world-class kickboxer turns into a grappler. Okay, so I catch the last fella, I didn't even catch him flush. I caught him at the top of the head. And he went down like a sack of spuds, face planted. You know, if I had to cut him in the jaw, career ender, exact same thing is going to happen. If I catch the joint of Page, if I catch him flush, he's not going to know about it until he wakes up. If I catch him, I glance and blow, you'll feel the power. And mark my words, you know, I will not be surprised if he turns into a grappler.
And you are working on getting up or working on staying down there with him?
I'm working on not hitting him a glance and blow. I'm just hitting him flush and knocking him out. That's what I'm working on. I'd say our ground games are very similar. Look, the two, I'm not a world-class grappler. He's not a world-class grappler. He's got long limbs. So I assume he's going to be dangerous from his guard. I've seen him a couple of these dangerous off his back in terms of arm bars and triangles, you know, and his takedown defense will be solid. Standard.
Yeah, but that's good to hear, because obviously you're quite a class clown. So it's nice to hear that obviously John Cavanagh wouldn't send anyone into a fight without researching, but that you are aware that, you know, it can go more than one way, and you sound fully prepared for that.
Of course. Come here, Liz, like I said, you know, it'll start on the feet. You know, he's going to look for a marquee knockout because his stock is low now at the moment. When he doesn't get it, the pressure's going to be on him, you know. Like I said, all I need is a glance and blow. And he'll start doing the chicken dance, and we'll start seeing him wobbling.
Yeah.
So, and then, like I said, watch him shoot for the legs. It's happened in all of my fights. They've all gone, you know, they've all said, oh, we'll stand up and what have you. And they've all straight away, you know, once they felt the first jab, they all turned into grapplers.
Yeah.
Surprise. He can say what he wants, but, you know, he can say what he wants, but it's going to be the same for him, you know. And if he doesn't, well, then he's stupid. Because if I get a glance of blow him, he does the chicken dance and wants to go out on his back, go out on his shield, well, then I'll tip my cap to him Well, no, his jaw will be swinging on the other side of his face. He's very ugly.
I was just going to ask you. I'm not commenting.
He's not great looking, is he?
I'm a married woman. I don't see how anybody looks anymore.
He's no trip to Hollywood, I can assure you of that.
I have seen some of your mock-up pictures, very good. But like we were saying, you have had a lot of back and forth between you. Is this a case of, and it was very heated at media day, is it a case of when the fight's over, there will be a lot of respect there or none?
It was very heated at the media day, which was ironic considering this was from a fellow who apparently was, you know, was unfazed, unruffled, you know. Yeah. As soon as I got in his face, that switch, the facade dropped, panic set in, pushed me away and started hiding behind the security guards. You know, bad actor.
Not on your level at all.
Well, I don't act. I am who I am, and I act to act. I don't think I've put on a facade or a show. I've been consistent. You may think I'm an arsehole, but I've been consistent arsehole for the of my career.
Brilliant. Listen, I'm not going to keep you too much longer. Thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me. And I will be down afterwards. Apologies, the interviews after Bellator were a nightmare at the side of the cage. I've assured that won't happen this time, and we'll get a good catch up, hopefully, as you as the winner.
Of course. And if you get hold of a join a page, tell them that I'm going to be the winner too. Tell them your opinion. Because very astute observation there, Leanne.
Listen, thank you so much, Richard. And I will catch you down at Bellator.
Thank you. And I haven't seen you since. Congratulations again on the baby.
I know. I won't be the one waddling around this time.
Hey, look, thanks a million for having me on.
All right. Catch you later, Richard. See you later. Bye.